Hi, everyone, and welcome to Eagles Training Camp. I'm Alex Smith, and I'm very pleased to be joined today by Eagles safety Malcolm Jenkins. Malcolm, that first preseason game in the books, not a lot of playing time for the starters, but from an execution standpoint, how did you feel the first team defense did?
I thought we did well. I mean, we had, I know even for myself, we only had six plays, two drives that resulted in, one three and out, and then a turnover or a takeaway, and that's very, very productive for a short amount of time. So I thought we executed well. We played well against the run, good against the pass when they tried to throw it out on the perimeter. And like I said, coming up with a takeaway early in the game is you couldn't ask for anything more. So it was a strong showing, and obviously looking forward to a little bit more extended playing time this week. See if we can continue that execution.
And communication is so key in the secondary. So from a communication standpoint, how do you think things are with the defense right now?
They're good. We've had a whole spring and summer to kind of get acclimated, especially with the ones. Some guys have been here last year. So I think the addition of Darby kind of heightens that sense of communication. We got to kind of get him caught up. But other than that, I think, we've been – pretty well, pretty tight. The preseason is very, very simple anyway, vanilla. So the communication part of it is easier because they want to see us just go out and compete, win one-on-ones. And so that's where the emphasis has been on mostly.
You mentioned Ronald Darby. I know it's only been two practices with him here, but what does he bring to this defense?
I mean, he's an athletic corner that can match up, and win one-on-ones. And we put a lot of stress on our corners in his defense, and that ability to win those matchups means success for our defense. So, we've been excited to kind of get him in the building, get him caught up to the scheme, and that's going to be a process. But, I think he makes us better.
There's some younger names out there in the secondary this year with guys like Rasul Douglas, Sidney Jones not on the field yet, but another rookie in the locker room. What's been the biggest teaching point for the younger guys this year?
Well, the biggest thing for them is, catching up to the speed of the game, not making the same mistakes over and over again. And that's usually the biggest learning curve for a rookie, is how to not repeat mistakes. Mistakes are fine when you're young because you're learning, but as long as you continue to build off of them and pretty much make new mistakes, you're all good. So I think, we're seeing or looking for them to continue to grow on the defensive side, but more importantly, we want to see how they compete in special teams, because that's how they can really make an immediate impact on his team is through special teams, and is a very, very important aspect of our team. We take a lot of pride in it. Obviously, we've been, number one twice in the last three years, and I think that's the biggest area we see some of these young DBs having the opportunity to really impact the team.
On the other side of the ball, the offense looks a lot different than it did at this point last year, with new faces being brought in. What's that done for the defense and that competition level?
The competition is definitely heightened. Between the receivers, the running backs, Carson in his second year, everybody's playing at a higher level, I think, on the offensive side of the ball. Their execution is at a higher level, and that forces us to always be in our A game from a defensive standpoint. So, it's just iron sharpening iron. We're getting those quality reps against quality opponents, and I think it's making us better as a team.
My last question for you, Malcolm. Inside the DB's room, very competitive group like you mentioned, but what's the mindset of this team? What's the attitude that group wants to have?
We have goals to be, top five secondary, and I think every player in our room wants to be the best. And every day we kind of hold ourselves to some pretty high standards and hold each other accountable. And I think that's, we understand that this team, for us to have success, we're going to need to be a really good group and be a dominating group, not just, getting by. And we want to be good because of us, not despite us. And so, Rodney's pushing me to get better every day. I'm pushing him. Our corners are all competing to get on the field. They're getting better and better every day, learning every day. Guys are playing different positions. We're shuffling people around. So guys are scrapping and scratching to get on this field and contribute to the team. And that's, I think, the number one thing that makes our group unique is that you've got a lot of guys with some things to prove, and that attitude is going to permeate through the team.
All right, Malcolm Jenkins, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And thank you all for joining us right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.